Mr. Robin Peter Farthoulis, let us begin by congratulating you
for receiving
an honour as a member in the General Division in the Order of Australia.
Thank you very much. I'm very pleased and very honoured and humbled to receive this award. As I said, I'm very humbled by it.
How did you learn the news and were you expecting it?
I was very surprised. I was written to just before Christmas where I was asked would I be willing to receive an award on Australia Day, and I was very, very honoured to receive that invitation, which I accepted. And today my family and my friends and my colleagues in the industry have all heard the good news and they're all very excited for me. So it's a very, very happy time for me at the moment, very happy time.
You are living in Queensland.
That's right. I live in Brisbane, yes.
And you were awarded the honour for your significant service to the building and construction industry, to standards and policy development, and to tertiary education. So how did you commit into this service during your life?
When I was a much younger man, my father, when I was at school age, actually, my father was an engineer and he started his own building company. And I would work for him in my school holidays. And then when I finished school, I went to university and I attained a degree in construction management. And when I completed that degree, I went and worked for my father in the family construction company. That was in about 1980. And the company recently celebrated its 40th year in the industry. So, yeah, I've been working in that family company now for 35 years, roughly. So that was how I got into the construction industry. But my father insisted that I should not only just work in a construction company, but he mentored me to be sure that I also contributed in a much broader way to the construction industry by participating in the various industry associations and industry organisations. So I've spent many years working with other building professionals and particularly working with students who were seeking a career in construction, working with those students to provide them assistance on how they might be able to start a career in the building and construction industry. So I'm very happy that I've been able to assist other people just as I was assisted, and I suspect that's one of the main reasons I was offered this award and recognition. I'm very humbled by it.
You were a mentor and a role model for these young students that wanted to get into the building industry. But you were also a president for the Australian Institute of Building for some years?
That's correct. I was the national president of the Australian Institute of Building. Now, the Australian Institute of Building is an organisation for building professionals, and it particularly assists people to go to university to receive an education in construction, an education in construction management, engineering, architecture, and those type of professions in the industry. So that association that I was the national president of had a particular interest in ensuring that the industry had skilled people coming into the industry to help guide it and make the industry a much better employment opportunity for many, many young people.
And we've noticed in the past decades that the building industry in Australia is blooming. So it's
a very
important industry to lead and to also apply certain codes.
That's right. The building industry sector, it's very important that that sector operates through very strict building codes and building regulations and also licensing of tradesmen and tradeswomen, and it makes sure that everybody in the construction process undertakes construction work and building work in an appropriate manner. So I've been very fortunate to have served on a federal government board which ensures that the Building Code of Australia, which is the guidelines for the quality of construction and the quality of products, I've been involved on that board which ensures that that legislation is followed. And I've also been fortunate to serve on, in Queensland here, the Licensing Authority Board, the QBCC, which licenses the tradesmen and it licenses the builders. And I think that those two components of the industry, that's the Building Code, which ensures compliant construction, and the licensing authority, which ensures that the participants in the industry conduct themselves properly. I've been involved in those two sectors of the industry, and I'm very pleased that I think that with such a busy industry in Australia, that we have a fairly good control over the conduct in regard to those two matters.
What's your prediction for the future? Will the building industry in Australia continue to boom and bloom?
I think it will. Obviously, there are times of economic stress, and there are also times when the industry can boom. We now trade internationally, and there's, you know, money markets and all types of different pressures which come filter through the Australian economy. But the building and construction sector of our economy is a major employer in Australia. And my particular interest has been in ensuring, as far as the future is concerned, my particular interest is ensuring that the current young generation, our youngest generation, understand the rewards that are available to them if they pursue a career in the building and construction sector. Because, see, building and construction is a profession. It's not just an industry. It's actually a profession. And I think if we can make sure that our young people who are at school now and our young teenagers and those entering the workforce and looking for a career, it's a very difficult thing for young people to try and determine what career path they might like. And I think that one of my passions is to make sure that the young people, our youngest generation, can understand that there is a very rewarding career possible if they pursue a career in the building and construction sector. Because, you know, we're a wonderful country, and we have wonderful opportunities here. We have many cultures, and it's a country of great hope for our young generations, and they really want to prosper. And I think the older generations want our younger generations to prosper. And I think that the future of the building and construction sector, if it can be healthy, will create great opportunities for our young people.
Talking about generations, you are third generation Greek, coming from a Greek migrant family. Can you tell us a little bit more about your family's history?
Yeah, my grandfather was born in 1900 in a town called Potamos on the island of Kythera. And that was in 1900. In 1914, beginning of World War One, in 1914, he and his brother were put on a boat by his parents to come to Australia to meet up with relatives who had already come to Australia. And my grandfather, James Fadoulis, he was sent to Australia at the age of 14 for better opportunities. He arrived in Australia in 1914 in Sydney. He joined up with some uncles, and he worked in the bush, on farms, on fruit orchards and so forth. And then he married an Australian girl. And in 1930, my father, Peter Sidney Fadoulis, was born. He was born in Gundawindi in southwest Queensland, and they ran the Olympic Milk Bar Cafe in Gundawindi. And then during the 30s, as my father was very young, just a young boy, the 30s was the Depression years, and they came to live in Brisbane. And my grandfather used to drive taxis, and later in life he developed a skill for painting, for art, and he's now his works are very famous artwork, James Fadoulis. Very famous artworks. And my grandfather James passed away in 1975. My father Peter Sidney Fadoulis only just recently passed away. And then I'm the third generation. I'm a builder. I have an older brother who is a doctor. He's a surgeon, an orthopaedic surgeon. And I have a sister, and she is a lawyer. So yeah, we're third generation. We live in Brisbane, and we're very proud of our heritage, that our grandfather came out in 1914 at the age of 14, had a family, and my father came up through the Depression years and became a very successful builder in his own right. So we like to think that through James, through Peter, and now through Jim, Kathy and myself, we've had three generations of productive Fadulises in Australia. So we're a very happy family living here in Australia.
Is there a fourth generation of Fardulis family?
Yes, I have four children. My eldest daughter is a journalist, Emily. My second eldest child, Claire, she is a psychologist. I have a third daughter who is a school teacher. And my son, William, he is at university, and this might be a surprise, he's doing construction management at university. So he wants to be like his father, like me, and he wants to be like his grandfather, Peter. So, yeah, he will one day be a builder, and he would love to carry on the tradition that the Fardulises have been in the construction industry. So I will make sure that that he is mentored properly, and he's going very well. So I have four lovely children. And my wife, Margaret, she has a science skill. She has education in science. So the fourth generation is looking also forward to being strong advocates for our wonderful, wonderful country.
Have you ever visited Greece to find out your roots?
I have. My late father, Peter, went there many times. I was there about 5 years ago, and I went back to Kythra to see the island where my grandfather had grown up, but left at a very young age. But it's a beautiful, beautiful island, beautiful country, lovely beaches, lovely people. And I'm so proud that I have a heritage coming from that part of the world. It's just a lovely, lovely, a lovely, lovely place to be.
I'm sure your ancestors would have been very proud that on this day you were recognised and honoured, a third generation Greek that has contributed a lot to this beautiful country called Australia. Congratulations again.
Thank you very much. They would be very, very proud, just as I'm proud of what they've done for us as well. Thank you.